Arizona Senator Jeff Flake today launched an initiative called NAFTA for AZ. He wants to gather personal stories from Arizonans whose lives have been positively impacted by the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Trump administration notified Congress earlier this month it plans to renegotiate NAFTA, but hasn't given a lot of detail about those plans. Flake hopes to use the feedback from NAFTA for AZ during the renegotiation process. And Senator Flake joins us now for a few minutes or more on that. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. So what are you hoping to hear from Arizonans on this?
Well, I think Arizonans understand well that our relationship with Mexico and Canada, as expressed through NAFTA, this free trade agreement, has been good for us. It's been great for Mexico, great for Canada, and great for us. And what I want to hear is personal stories from people and from businesses who have been positively affected by NAFTA. Often in campaigns, free trade agreements don't fare very well. But we know that in reality, they're good for us.
Have you heard anything yet from folks? I know you just launched this, but I mean, have constituents reached out to you and said, hey, here's something we're concerned about?
We have received a lot of input over the past several months, concern about this talk of ripping up NAFTA first and then renegotiating it. Gratefully, I think the White House is now taking a more circumspect approach. They've said that they intend to renegotiate, but we hope that just involves modernizing NAFTA. It certainly can be modernized. There are provisions that were proposed in the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have included Mexico, that would have improved and modified or modernized NAFTA. We hope that's the direction we go. And yes, I've already heard this morning, and some people are already posting little videos on their experience with NAFTA.
Anything specific that you think would benefit Arizona in a renegotiation or maybe a modernization process?
Sure. In the 1990s, there wasn't as much focus on intellectual property, and that can be modernized and can be improved. So that could be helped. Also, the energy sector was generally left out of NAFTA. And there are provisions that can be put forward with regard to the energy sector that could benefit us and Mexico and Canada.
How much realistically do you think that the comments you get from Arizonans could impact the Trump administration in whatever it decides to do on NAFTA?
No, I think it can have a big impact. It's easier during a campaign for politicians to point to a shuttered factory and find a scapegoat, and it's usually free trade. When it is unseen, the benefits, it benefits a large number of people. Prior to NAFTA, our total trade with Mexico, for example, was less than $60 billion a year. Now it's approaching $600 billion a year. And that benefits our entire country, but certainly Arizona, having close proximity and sharing a border with Mexico, benefits even more.
Senator, before I let you go, if I might ask you about another international agreement that's been in the news. The Trump administration is talking about what it's going to do with the Paris Climate Agreement. The president has apparently said that he's leaning maybe toward withdrawing the U.S. from that deal. What do you think of that decision?
Well, I think it's certainly appropriate to review these agreements that we've entered into, just like free trade agreements. I think with regard to free trade agreements, we generally find that they've been good for everyone. It's not a zero-sum game. With the Paris agreements, as my understanding is that we kind of set our own targets within it. And so it's some people's opinion that we ought to stay within it, but change the targets or recognize that we are in control of the targets we set over time. And I certainly think that we have to guard our own sovereignty and make sure that we aren't shouldering all the burden that needs to be shouldered with regard to climate change. But I think that this review process that we're entering into will be helpful in that regard.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake. Senator Flake, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me on.